Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. We're kicking off a new segment today called Building Business Around Town with Associated Bank, where WGN's Bennett Wakenight focuses on Illinois-based companies that may or may not be on your radar screens, but are still making waves in their various industries. This month, Bennett sat down with Scott Greenberg, president and CEO of Smash Hotels, at his latest condo and rental development in Lincolnshire, called 444 Social.
Scott, thank you so much for having us here today at 444 Social.
Bennett, thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely. So we're here at 444 Social, a beautiful, beautiful space, recently opened up. So start us off as to where this all started, this idea, and how it all came to life.
Well, this is 444 Social is a unique place because it comes out of sort of being informed by a hotel background, which I run a number of lifestyle hotels in downtown Chicago, built them and operate them, and also my experience out of residential, but informed by high-end condo living. So in essence, 444 Social, being in the suburbs and very accessible via pedestrian to restaurants, shopping, being able to work, it's also a place where living here is sort of a an amalgam of being informed by a resort hotel boutique experience, right, with the kind of finishes and feeling in the apartments of a condominium, and that makes it quite unusual and frankly different than any other apartment community that's been built in Chicago suburbs thus far.
Right. I mean, the uniqueness of it, just walking in the front doors, it blows you away. You immediately tell yourself and you feel that this isn't a typical condo building or apartment building or, heck, even a boutique hotel. And you're not in Chicago. You're out in the suburbs. You're in Lincolnshire.
For the last 10 years, you've heard a lot of migration of companies into the city. And admittedly, and so a lot of they wanted to follow where millennials want to live. But if you really look at the numbers, you'll find out that there's probably five times as many jobs in the suburbs than ever will be in the city. And we're within walking distance here, 10 minutes of Aon, Sysmex, Zebra, and a half a dozen other technology and big companies. They can walk to it from this location. And like in the city, you guys are spoiled in the city. You can walk to various restaurants. But here in this development, it's 5 minutes. You can walk to 10 different eateries. You can go across 2 minutes to a movie theater. So you have all those conveniences that you enjoy in the city right here in the suburbs. Plus, you get to walk to work. Plus, you have views of lakes and forests. Again, something you don't get in the city.
Right.
There you go.
We're lacking on that side.
Exactly.
Of it, so. But this whole idea about innovation and
right,
kind of flipping the script, was it that the project started and the innovation followed, or was the innovation what spurred the project and 444 Social came out of it?
So, well, innovation has been what my whole experience has been in development for the past 20, 30 years now. I've always continued to sort of be ahead of the curve, and that's my brand, is innovation. And so when I came into doing an apartment project, I wanted to up the game more than other people have done. So when I get involved in a project, my company, that is our brand. That's one of the things we do with Smash Companies, is we change the equation and do something before other people. The thing that that sort of enables me to do something as daring as something like 444 Social, which it is from a multifamily point of view, is, you know, years ago, 15 years ago, I was doing apartments in Orlando. I was doing partners in Florida. I was doing apartments in Colorado. But then I sort of evolved out of doing rental apartments and got into more hotels, lifestyle hotels. I'm responsible for the Witt Hotel in Chicago, Hotel EMC2, and several other hotels here in Chicago in the lifestyle segment. So it comes from a different point of view.
Right.
And that's the change-up that's happened here, which I think has made it different than anything else in the Chicago suburbs. And I don't think there's really anything like it in the city of Chicago. I like to tell people that everybody wants to be happy.
Right.
They want to live healthy. they want to live active. And that the formula for that, I believe, part of the formula is being social. And so out of that cauldron, the 444 social experience was created.
Gotcha. So Scott, with this size of a development, this project, this innovative vision that, you know, has come to be 444 social, there's a lot of trust that comes with it. There's a lot of there must be a ton of different challenges. So talk about some of those challenges, but also some of the players that helped you come through and, you know, overcome a lot of those challenges to have this wonderful project.
You're right. This is, you know, this is a very, very large project. It's a multi-million dollar project. It, frankly, because of the design, because of the way we built the buildings to create this, you know, we were stretching what normally developers, we'll call them the cookie cutter or corporate developers, and how they would go about doing that. And there was other features about this, because I'm redeveloping a movie theater, I'm redeveloping a lot. You know, you need a banking relationship that really has the trust to let you go out and do something like this. You know, I'm fortunate, I've worked with Associated Bank for a number of years, and the people over there, again, it's the developer has to trust them to be able to, because every, believe it or not, in this business, it doesn't go perfect.
Right,
okay,
I can
just
imagine.
Doesn't go perfect.
Right.
And it takes a village to do something like this, and your village partner on this is a bank, and they can see you through this, through the issues, and know that you're going to get there. And then finally, the time that I was getting this project, you know, approved through the village and get this going, it was several years ago, and the lending environment wasn't necessarily so friendly for apartments.
Right.
So that aspect of it, you know, you need a bank. Again, I have to applaud Associated Bank here, because they were steady, they were committed, and they saw this thing through. I think now they're very pleased with the outcome. We just started opening this up about, you know, it's been like 45 days, so it's
sure.
still brand new, a lot of units. But the banking relationships are key, and you cannot, there's no money that you can spend to make that possible unless you have that trust. That is the key.
Right, that's a vital part. And touching on that as well, from the beginning all the way to the point of when you open the doors, now that the doors are open, how has that relationship kind of grown into that next stage? How has that, you know, built itself up into where you are now and with everything with 444?
Well, you know, in some ways, the easy part is now, because now the building's filling up, Associated Books looks around, it looks beautiful, other lending partners look around, they go, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It now is the easy part. The hard part is when the developer's saying, well, I'm gonna tear this down, I'm gonna reconfigure the streets, we're gonna do this issue with the land, and we're gonna do this in a different way than it's ever been before. And a lot of bankers are going,
So
that's when you need the bank, not when everything is perfect.
Right.
You need it at the beginning when they see your vision.
So, and you touched on this a little bit beforehand about your real estate experience into the other side of the market, you know, the hotel, the hospitality, that side as well. That's been a huge core into what this has become. It's 444 social, but we're also going to kind of tap into that a little bit later on in the year, and another one of these videos a little bit later on. We're also going to see a little bit more of that as well. So what's kind of at the top of the mind when it comes to the hotel and the hospitality side of Smash?
So you know what is to come is that I've sort of been on the cutting edge of creating experiences for people. When you go to a hotel today, it's not enough just a bed, and it's not a chocolate against the bed. It's for a millennial or somebody older, they want a immersive experience, and they want, and to some extent, it's a little bit of a fantasy. They're not going to live that way every day.
Right.
So what I've been, again, on the cutting edge of is creating immersive 360-degree experiences that people walk away from and say, wow, that was really great.
Yeah.
It made me, it's somewhat transformative for me when being there, and I want to come back the next time I come to Chicago.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll tell you a little about soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And as we wrap up here, you can definitely get that feel about that boutique, that hotel, the hospitality, and the experience. It's been wonderful being here, and thank you very much.
Well, Bennett, thank you for coming out. It's always exciting for me to talk about 444 Social.
That's Scott Greenberg, President and CEO of Smash Hotels, with Bennett Wakenight from WGN. It's Building Business Around Town with Associated Bank, a regular monthly feature here on The Opening Bell.